Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me, it's coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, lead. Till that secret, sacred place of you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be
Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey, CEO of Amazing Grace Ministries. Certainly, we give honor to our co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, who has been conducting giving very good lessons for the past two Saturdays. And certainly, I am closing out this closing out this month on this Memorial weekend. And certainly we are going to have a time in the Lord. We have a spirit-filled lesson, as all our lessons are spirit-filled. But of course, we give our announcements early part in the lesson. And certainly I want you to know that Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc., we are destroying the yokes of bondage, and we are presenting our breakfast celebration on this coming Saturday. And this coming Saturday, which is June the 4th, we will go live. Our blog talk will be live from our celebration. So we necessarily wouldn't have a lesson. We will have a celebration that you and everybody on the radio can listen. And can listen and hear for at least 45 minutes. Praise the Lord. And then we will celebrate, we will dine, and we will have fellowship and eat together and break bread together. And certainly we will expressions, a history of how Blog Talk came about, and we will talk about and give testimonials as to how this blog has blessed you. Now, if you can't attend, I want you to do this. I want you to do this. I want you to send me a text at 309-750-7584, a testimonial as to what this blog has meant to you. And certainly we will read it. We will read it on next Saturday. And certainly it's going to be an intimate gathering. People will be required to wear masks because coronavirus, COVID-19, is not done with us yet. So we will practice all the protocols of the CDC. So you don't have to be scared to come and eat with us, and then we will be covered with the blood. Praise God. So it's still time. Amazing Grace Ministries, We Are Destroying the Yokes of Bondage, presents its breakfast celebration on June 4th. We're celebrating 5 years, certainly, of Blog Talk Ministry. We've been on a little bit longer, but we're just acknowledging the five. And certainly some of the older messages can no longer be heard. But praise God, God has given us a ram in the bush, and you hearing us every Saturday at 9 o'clock. I need your support, saints. I need your support. I need you to pass this information on. I need you to tell somebody. I need you to tell somebody of the goodness of the Lord. Now, this celebration is going to be held at Wisdom Village in the community room, 12445 South Morgan Street. Calumet Park, Illinois, 60827. Now, this admission is free. I'm not charging anything. However, I always ask for a donation every time we come on the air, because this donation helps to support what we do, and your donations are supporting this breakfast, this celebration, to give to others, to tell others how we appreciate them. This is a community engagement event. I need you to call me today and let me know you're coming. I got a cook that's coming. Hallelujah. And we need to know how to prepare. And I guess I'm just going to have to say first come, first serve, because if you get there after a certain time and the food is gone, oh, well. I ask you to let me know you're coming. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise him. So I decree and declare a blessing to everyone out there in radio land. Certainly God is good. And even in the midst of what we're doing, even in the midst of the trials and tribulations, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask according to the power within us. And we have to understand that we have the power. We have the power to decree a thing. We have the power to speak life. God is able to take us as vessels and use us to speak the word. And when we speak the word, then there is life. And the word comes alive. So as we are discussing these lessons, as we prepare these lessons each and every week, we're preparing lessons from the word of God to elevate you, to give you encouragement, to let you know that God has not turned his back on you, to let you know even when things seem impossible, God says there is possibility. So the word of God will change you, mind, body, and soul. Mind, body, and spirit, if you want to call it. But the mind is in the soul. So mind, body, soul, and spirit. That's the way it encompasses. That's the way it is. Body, soul, and spirit. Certainly we live in a body, but when God breathe in us, or breathe in Adam, and when Adam in Genesis, when he was formed of the ground, praise God, God breathed in him. And we talked about this and he became a living soul. So when you look at that, we are a living soul. And certainly this word of God will change us. The flesh, this flesh is body, and the flesh is not saved. It craves various things that it does not need, and we a lot of times give in to the cravings of our body. Praise God. But the word says to put it under subjection. And certainly we put it under subjection of the Spirit of God. And when we allow the Spirit of God to move in us, when we allow God to change us, when we allow God to elevate us into his presence, then the old things that we used to do, we can't do anymore, because God changes us. He changes us for his good. And that's what the word does. The word takes us and it changes us. When we are down in spirit, the word lifts us up. So today we have a word that's going to elevate you, a word that's going to stop and change your life. And if you apply it to everyday life, it's going to be good. Hallelujah. You see the commercial with those Michelin tires. So the word of God keeps you rolling. The word of God keeps you moving. The word of God keeps you strong. The word of God keeps you in the right frame of mind. So praise God. We got a word today, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him. And certainly we have a word on today. And, of course, the thing for the month has been springing forth a new life, and we have sprung, y'all. If you look outside, I'm looking outside my window, I see the trees have now formed leaves. The grass is now grown, and certainly we have been getting a lot of rain to grow vegetation. And this is the last Sunday we will be entertaining that theme, but this lesson today, this is the last Sunday in the month of May. It is Memorial Sunday, and it's Memorial, not Sunday, I'm sorry, Memorial Weekend. And it is, the theme for this Saturday is, in trauma there is victory. And I, the Lord gave me preparing desolated places. And I didn't realize how vital this lesson would be for this Memorial Weekend. It's Memorial Weekend. And Memorial Weekend, we celebrate those who have fought the wars and the battles for us. So a lot of times you see the flags, the American flags, this out on the porches of various ones. You see the president, I think, put a wreath on the unknown soldier, because Memorial Day is just not a day to give a holiday and cook barbecue and see your relatives and take the day off. Praise God. It's to remember those that have fought in the battle, those that have been lost. And if we really think about it, if we really analyze what the battle is, we can say the battle is just trying to live life in this day of evil. And praise God, we talk about that. And if we go to Genesis, and I'm just talking today, praise God, if y'all just let me talk just a little bit today, I'm not going to be long. I had a lesson prepared, but the Lord kind of changed all that on this morning. If we go to Genesis, and the Genesis, the scripture 6 and 13, and let me read it. It says, praise the Lord. I'm going to put my palm down because I want to talk to you guys just a little bit. It's when Genesis, when God was talking about, and I've got it, the Lord said, and this is when Noah was the Lord told Noah to prepare the ark. It says, and God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And certainly we know that the land was full of evil. And if we look at today's times, we can say that the land is filled with evil. And it seems like you would think that things would have gotten better in terms of gun violence and the evil that the bloodshed in the street. We've got, and I suppose I should go to my scripture, my main scripture, before I talk about the violence. And let's do that. I'm going to Isaiah 61, 1 through 6. Now, this was my text. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and opening the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old waste. They shall rise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. And the strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of aliens shall be your groomen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be called the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. You shall eat the riches of Gentiles, and in the glory shall you boast yourselves. Now, I want to go over, and I want to go over to Luke chapter 4, 16 through 21, and this is crucial. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Elisha. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them our bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and he gave it again to the ministers, to the minister, and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him. And he began to say upon them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. So when we hear and we read and listen to the scriptures that I read in Elijah and the scripture I read in Luke, it sounds like that Jesus was quoting from this text that Isaiah had given. And one of the things that I want to talk about, I said trauma, victory, and desolated places, but as we begin to see what has gone on in our state, in our world. First of all, we had the shooting just a couple of days ago, matter of fact, this week I do believe, in Texas, and all those kids, the kids were killed and the teachers were killed. And then we go earlier, I don't know the exact time, but the shooting in Buffalo. And we see all of these events that occur. We see that the politicians are blaming this one and that one. But we have to understand the signs of the time. And those of you that just connected with us on today's radio show. I made an announcement on next Saturday. We will be live and we will be at the breakfast celebration. So please let me know you're coming today. Praise God. But when we look at what trauma is, and trauma is defined as a physical, psychological, or emotional wound. And I'm going to tell you personally, when I begin to look at the news, and each day it seems that the news will amplify and keep playing over and over and over again the trauma or the events that occurred. Now, you must understand, and I talked about that we are made, and I don't know, body, soul, and spirit. We are made in the image of God, and certainly this flesh goes through emotional events. And when we look at a lot of the traumas that have occurred, and these people are traumatized. Our land is traumatized. Our land is going through a phase of what seems to be great evil. And that's because God is on his way back. And these things will occur. These things are going to play out. But I want you to know that there is a God that heals the desolated places. And we have got to guard what we see, and we've talked about this, but we have got to guard what we see, what we hear, what we take into our spirits, because that stuff sticks with us. Now, for me, I said, for me personally, I hear of these events, but I cannot look at everything that happens, and I make myself to be aware of them. But praise God, you can't look at everything because that will create secondary post-traumatic stress disorder. And you will find yourself traumatized by just looking at the events that keep occurring. And as an American female that has experienced racism in my lifetime, to see the events that occurred in Buffalo, to keep looking at that, to keep playing that over and over in my mind would create a spirit of hatred for those other races. So I've got to be aware of what I'm looking at, what I'm seeing, so that God will be able to use me according to his glory and his purpose. So that's why we have to be very careful about what we look at. Now, here's the thing. You don't throw away the passion for others. You don't throw away God's gift because God said that I have come to preach the word. I have come to support those that are hurting. I have come to lift those up that are traumatized. I have come to lift those up that are going through persecution. I have come to help those that have been victimized, those that have been caught up in gun violence. And certainly one of the Texans, governor, whatever his name or whoever he may be, compared the shooting with the city of Chicago. Now, me personally, yes, I take offense to that. You know, the people try to push the blame on somebody else, but praise God, they see the most. You know, the scripture says you need to take care of that spot. You guys can reach out and text me the scripture. I'm going to ask for your help today. Praise God. You know, the beams, you know, the scripture's talking about, you know, you've got that. You can't see somebody else's. You can see somebody else's fault, but you can't see your own. Praise God. And that's what that was. You know, you can't see your fault, but you're going to blame somebody else and compare it to somebody else instead of doing what you need to do for your area. But praise God, the saints of God here are praying. The saints of God here are lifting up the Lord. The saints of God here, the ministries are here, are taking care of business. So we're talking about restoration. We're talking about repaying those destitute places. And if we look at all around us, we see devastation and destitution in before our eyes. But God says, I'm repairing. I'm still in control. Yet these events are occurring, I'm still here. I'm still here to help. I'm still here to deliver. I still have people here to provide compassion. And we look at it, praise God, hallelujah. I got a scripture and I got a response. See, y'all listening to me, praise God, is Matthew 7, verses 3 and 4, and y'all find it. That's what I like, praise God. I like to know that people are listening, and certainly we are helpers one to another. So it says, and why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? And this is a question mark. Or how can you say to your brethren, let me remove the spike from your eye, and look at the plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from the brethren's eye. So that is the scripture, praise God, that I was trying to locate. And I thank God for the people that are listening to this blog. Praise God, y'all paying attention. Thank you. But so when we look at compassion, and I want to read something. It's called Compassion. Isaiah predicted that the Messiah would heal those broken hearts and liberate spiritual captives and prisoners. God's chosen one would announce his grace to the desperate humanity as the expression of his compassion. From the beginning of his ministry, Jesus said that his purpose was to seek out lost sinners and restore them to relationship with the Father. And I read to you Luke. Jesus quoted Isaiah 61 to claim him being to substantiate and to claim that he is the Messiah, and he's come to reinstate the purpose of life, his life and ministry. Jesus came to heal, to teach, to minister, and to serve. And certainly compassion is one of the characters of God. And we have got to be compassionate. We have got to understand. We have got to guard our spirits. We've got to guard our minds. We have got to walk circumspectly. We have got to understand the times that we're living in, because Satan is trying to destroy, We have got to give a standard, set the standards. We're called to make disciples. We are called to make disciples and tell this dying world, even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of trials and tribulations, even in the midst of what we saw in Buffalo and in Texas, that God is able to do. He's able to fix it. He has not changed. He's still in control. Satan has not been given over to do whatever he wants to do in this world yet. But according to Revelations, depending on what view you look at, there will be a time when Satan is let loose on the earth. But it's too many saints here for him to be let loose at this point. And certainly we have the power to band together, the power to come together, to loose, to bind, to speak life. Those desolate places shall be restored in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we're coming together. We're dealing with our emotional struggles. And yes, this blog, I'm giving you a little bit about this blog. Hallelujah. We're celebrating 5 years. But the creation of this blog was to deal with our emotional struggles with the word, to deal with breaking those yokes, to deal with those things, those habits, those issues that have us bound as a people, and to to release us and to let us free. We are destroying every yoke, every chain, every situation, every problem that Satan throws our way. Even in society, we look at all the violence that is occurring, and the enemy will bind us up and have us so fearful that we do not go out our homes. But the enemy is alive. God is saying, oh, even though stuff happens and problems will occur, but God is still in control. And he says with the oil of joy, God's love and understanding will reach out to us. It will take away the depression. It will take away the discouragement. He promised to give consolation. He promised to give beauty in the place of our ashes. Hallelujah. To be trees standing. Oh, in the midnight hour, we have had to cry. In the midnight hour, when we see and look at the news, and when we're crying because of what happened in Texas, when we're crying because what happens in the city of Chicago, when we're crying for what happened in Buffalo, and we see in the 21st century that racism still occurs, when we see the young people that are doing the murdering and the killing, and their lives have been taken because of foolishness, because of something, propaganda that people pour into them. But we have got to stand. Oh, Jesus, we have got to pour into our young people. We've got to pour into our young folks. Sit them down, our nieces, our nephews, our grandkids. Sit them down and say, look, sweetie, this is what the Lord says. And I tell you a secret, God will bring you out. And when you show them, when they see your testimony, when they see what God has done for you, they cannot deny that God is in control. We need some testimonials. You know, them saints of God, we go into the churches, praise God, you see wheelchairs, you see canes on the wall because God has delivered and saved them. Well, we need a 21st, 2022, or 22. century. We need a miracle. We need a miracle, and God is still in the miracle working business. We just got to turn the TV off. We've got to not allow that stuff to come into what we see. We've got to begin to bombard heaven. We've got to go back to pushing our plate back. I know some fast on Tuesdays and Fridays, hallelujah, but we might need to push it back a little bit more. We might need to just turn the TV off, turn the soap operas off, or turn the games off and say, God, here I am. I'm coming before the throne of grace. I need you to fix our land. Oh, the Bible says, call for the mourning women and men too. You can mourn and pray and seek God like never before. But as this bond, as we are touching together, because we are a family, Blog Talk Radio, we are a family of believers, banding together to bombard heaven, to pray and to seek God. So therefore, we are lifting up the name of Jesus to deliver, to declare his goodness, to deliver, to declare victory in desolate places. This land shall turn and be delivered. Oh, hallelujah. We have got a call to go before the throne of grace. We can't be scared. We can't be afraid. And yes, when we look at Lamentations and we look at Jeremiah, and we know that being a Christian does not guarantee a plain, free existence, because it doesn't. Oh, praise God. But in fact, it exposes us to difficulties and struggles that we otherwise would not have experienced. And why? Because we're on the Lord's side. You know, as Job was magnifying a living God, as Job was prosperous, as Job was an upright man, the Bible calls him, but then Satan came along. and he's wandering about through the land. And he has a conversation with the Lord. And the Lord said, have you considered my servant? Let the Lord say about us to the enemy, have you considered my servant? My servant is on the battlefield. My servant is praying night and day. When you see and hear, don't have to go through the details. You just need to know that it occurred. I guard what I see. I guard what I hear. Because I understand the mental struggles and the struggles and mental health and emotional struggles. And there are certain movies I cannot watch because it just disturbs my spirit. And certainly if you are conscious of your spirit realm, if you're conscious of what inside, what you're dealing with, something just not right. I just don't feel right. You know, the Lord might be showing you or talking with you. And we have got to be sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. Galatians talked about being led by the Spirit. And we have got to ask the third person of the Trinity to guide and lead us. Because that is our teacher. That is our guide. That is the person that Christ sent back on the day of Pentecost. So all three are one. And we have got to learn how to walk in the Spirit to know when the Spirit says, I need you to go right. And he will call us by name sometimes and tell us, this is what you need to do. Now, you can call it a sixth sense, but it's the Spirit of the Lord talking to us, guiding us and leading us and telling us what to pray for and what not to pray for. So as saints, as Christians, we need to put the whole armor upon us and fight. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you for each and every one that's on the line on this morning. I pray for them. I pray, God, that you will intercede in whatever problems or situations they're going through at this point. I pray, God, that you'll move them and elevate all of us to do more, to seek you more, to spread the gospel more, to be examples, to be men and women as of Jesus Christ, but not only of Jesus Christ, but implementing and doing the things that he's called us to do, to be a fellow ambassador of Christ, to maintain and to gather those characteristics that Christ had, and let us show forth those characteristics. Let us move forward. Let us move forward to restore, to help you destroy, to restore those desolate places. And when we're talking about repair, repair means to put back in good condition. And God, we pray even now, God, that you allow us and give us the tools to be able to help put back together people that are hurting, people that need to see you in your compassion. And let us be compassionate individuals. Let us help those that do not understand or do not understand why this is happening. Because many people say, if there was a God, why would this occur? But we understand that even though you are in the world, sin occurred. And because sin occurred, men are evil. And evil lingers in the heart of men. And certainly they are influenced by the propaganda that they hear, they see. And certainly we pray, God, that you would change the minds of people. Change them and change them back and restore them and turn their hearts towards you. God, if there's anybody on this line that will hear or look, listen to this blog, we pray right now, God, that they will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Repent of their sins and say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, and therefore you are accepting of Jesus Christ as your Savior. You're saved. We pray, God, for each and every one that needs a healing in their body. We pray for restoration. We pray for covering. God, we pray that you'll continue to keep us from this COVID-19 that's still lingering in the name of Jesus. We pray for everyone, God, that listen to this blog, that maintains this blog, that sends an offering. We decree and declare a special blessing for them. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, especially for our co-host, God, who does an outstanding job. We pray for her. We pray for her family. And certainly we pray for each and every one on this Memorial Weekend. Cover us in the blood. We bind violence in the state of Illinois and every city in the name of Jesus. I pray that you cover us. Wherever we at, cover us in the blood. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, thank each and every one for listening. Our celebration will be happening. Breakfast will be happening on this coming Saturday, the first Saturday in June. Now, we've just been talking about it for 2 months. We've just been saying, save the day, save the day. Now it's occurring. Now it's here. I need you to call me today to say you're coming. I need you to do that today. Not tomorrow, today. If you don't call me, text me. Text my co-host. Text me. But I need to see you responding today because we're going to have it. We're going to celebrate. And certainly if you just show up, I'm just going to say first come, first serve. You may not get a plate. You may not get any breakfast because we're serving people free. This is a free admission. You ain't got to pay a dime to come. We just want to know how this ministry has been a blessing to you. Again, God bless. I see you on next Saturday, live on next Saturday. Bye-bye.